Well, once again, we say welcome aboard. It's good to be with you at this time. Brother Munn speaking. Our program here called A Fisherman's 5-Minute Look at the Book. From the book of 1 John, 1 John chapter 1, we've used for our text verse 9. We've sort of answered the question in the verse, what do we do with sin? 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, if we confess our sins. Now, that's pretty good. That's pretty, we think about an answer. We've talked this week about, first of all, a bold profession. You know, there are those who actually say they have not sinned and they do not sin. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 8 talks about that particular person. It says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. We've seen a bold profession. I have not sinned. We've seen a false position. You deceive yourself and the truth is not in you. My friend, I said yesterday, I think it was a warden that said something like this, that was with prisoners most all his life. That was his job. He said, the hardest job is to convince men that they have done wrong. My friend, I find that's true today. As far as sin is concerned, I must understand all unrighteousness is sin, and all sin is against God. If all unrighteousness is sin, if it's not right, it's wrong. And if it's wrong, it is a sin. And I need to be careful of this in my life also. You know, if it were not for the grace of God, I'd be a miserable lost sinner at this time. Just God's marvelous grace and His love that He took and shed our way through the work of Christ on Calvary. There was a time I ran to Calvary. And there, my friend, took and personally trusted what Jesus did there on the cross, the blood that was shed, to provide forgiveness for my sins. A confession, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. A bold profession, I haven't. A self-deceiver, I've deceived myself. A false position, there's no truth in you. But the necessary confession is here. If we confess our sins, a necessary confession. Notice what it said. If we confess the sins of others. Amen. Is that what it said? Now, that's one of those new translations. Let's go back to the old King James. If we confess our sins. And notice, confess our sins. No, not the sins of other people, you know. Little boy in Sunday school class was addressed by the teacher, and she says to him, and we always pick on people like Johnny, so we called him Johnny, you know. Johnny, do you have any, after she talked about what sin was and how it's found in the life of little children, he said, now, Johnny, do you have any sins to confess? He says, no, ma'am. But I know some people in this room who do. We're kind of like that. You said, what are you talking about? As far as this confession is concerned, this has to do with if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. We think about this confession. A lot of times it's not sincere in the lives of people. Do you remember the confession of Pharaoh there in Exodus chapter 9? Wasn't from the heart. I mean, he said, I have sinned. I don't think he really meant anything like that. Confession means to acknowledge and to own up to avow and to declare. Billy Sunday, in one of his meetings, you remember hearing his name? A great evangelist, a woman came forward under conviction. And she said to him, I have a sin problem. And he said, well, get out of here and confess these sins. And she said, I don't know what they are. And he said, just get out on your knees and just guess at them. And sure enough, she guessed at them the first one, you know. He said, what are you saying? A necessary confession? The confession must be our sins. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And my friend, where there is a confession, there is complete absolution. And we'll talk about that for tomorrow. Faithful and just to forgive. I have been forgiven. You know what the big difference between a child of God and someone out in the world that maybe they're not religious or anything? Sometimes it's nothing to do with morality. That is true of my life versus someone that's lost, is just this. My sins are forgiven. My sins was placed on Christ, and I've trusted Him to be my Savior. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Until tomorrow, Fisher Munn, saying goodbye.